Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is Internet Marketing. This is Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. And I'm joined by...
Felice Ayling.
And I'm Andy White, of course. Abandoned shopping carts.
Yeah.
Very, very sad to think of abandoned shopping carts.
Yeah.
And I know that you dealt with an unnamed client recently who had a bit of a shopping cart issue. And let's talk about that, because I don't know if we've touched on it before. We might have touched on it very briefly, but... It's interesting because me, with my analytical mind, it's all about processes breaking down, isn't it, if you've got abandoned shopping carts. Tell us about your experience with the client.
We normally look at shopping cart abandonment rates when we're looking at conversion rate optimization. And we often do it with clients. They come to us and say, we want to drive more traffic to the site. And, you know, because if we have more people come to the site, more people buy stuff and we'll increase revenue that way. But one of the things we always look at is whether the traffic that is coming to the site is converting well enough. So, you know, you look at your existing traffic numbers and then you look at the conversions, and, you know, if that number is quite disjointed, then what they're not doing is getting the value from the traffic that they already have. So before you spend too much time and too much money throwing more people at your site, make sure that when they get there, that process to convert and actually spend money is as easy as possible. So one of the areas we do start looking at is the basket process, you know, and that's when someone obviously has seen a product, clicked on it, added to basket. And we look at what happens then for the customer. We look at what percentage of people then go on to complete that purchase, what kind of purchase methods they use. And for those people that don't complete, so just leave the website and don't actually complete, we look at where there might be potential issues. And we use Google Analytics as well as on-page assessments. And we do things that, you know, we complete goals ourselves on the website to have sort of try and have a bit of a get a feel of where issues might be arising. So we did this for a customer, and they're a, you know, fashion brand. And, you know, we found that the conversion rate was fairly low. You know, we would expect it to be higher for the kind of brand that they are. And just having a look through the process, we looked at the sort of traffic flow and the user journeys through the site, and sort of looked at where people were dropping off. Where were they going? Were they just leaving the site completely, or were they going somewhere else? And we found a fairly significant portion of people were getting to the basket and the shopping cart page and then bouncing back to the delivery page. So we thought, okay, so something in this, there's obviously a question around the delivery that's not being answered by the time they get to the point of putting in their credit card.
And this is all from Google Analytics, was it? Looking at the page hits and things?
Yeah, looking at Google Analytics, and you can see, you know, and obviously we created a segmentation just for the basket.
Yeah.
And then looked at for those users that were getting to that point, where were they going next? And obviously you can see in analytics which pages your users are clicking on next, if they're going back to another page or if they're going back to the home page, and, you know, start to get an idea of whether the customers are having any frustrations. So we thought, well, obviously there's an issue. If people are going back to the delivery page, there's something that they're checking, something that's not been answered at that point. So we went through and we completed the cart a few times, and, you know, we looked at the different options that were available. And one of the things that the company offers is free delivery if you spend over a certain amount. So we added obviously enough products over that amount into the basket, and the actual basket itself has sort of 3 to 4 different pages. So obviously, you know, you confirm the items you want, and then you can go in, you have to create an account, and then you have to go in and put in your credit card details and press confirm. And then it takes you to a final page, which is a final confirmation, you know, with everything up till that point summarized in one page, and then you pay. It was only on that final page that the delivery cost was taken off.
Right.
So all through the other pages, and, you know, even to the page where somebody is putting in their credit card details, and that page did look as if that was it, you were paying at that point.
Yes, yes, yes.
Even though it took you to a final...
So people were bottling out and just, it's not going to get taken off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So they were bouncing back. And, you know, and obviously, you know, getting to that point, I thought it was free delivery. There's something up here. I'll go back to the delivery page. They've gone back to the delivery page. It says that they get free delivery, but as far as they're concerned, that hasn't actioned during the checkout. So they've bounced off.
Yes.
There was also another issue. There was a banner on the bottom of the page that said express delivery available. And again, this is about understanding from the client's perspective how these phrases and these terms and these offers are understood by your customers. And this one, what it actually meant was all delivery options are express.
Right.
But there was only one delivery option. And I think it's about understanding from a customer perspective, that would normally indicate that there was an option to pay for a faster delivery. So, you know, either next day or 1 to 2 days would be your express, whereas a standard might be 5 to 7 days. So, you know, I think this is, you know, it's quite important for, you know, when we highlighted this, the client, you know, they were quite surprised and actually recognized where that might be driving people away from their shopping cart. You know, so they were able to go in and fix that. And I mean, it's obviously only happened quite recently. We're still looking at the data, but we expect to see less people dropping out. And those people that are dropping out, we expect to see a massive reduction in the number of people that are then bouncing back to the delivery page. So we're still in the review process at the moment, but it's taking that combination of, you know, the shopping cart as it is works, it's not broken, but it's not being presented in the order that the customer would expect to see it. So you're not answering those key questions. And, you know, the mix of using analytics and on-page with customer insight is, you know, that's how you find the issues. It's no good looking at one segment or only one piece of data. You need to understand how the consumer journey works and what people want at certain times. So obviously anyone involved in e-commerce will be aware of the cart abandonment rates as something that you know, needs sort of reviewing and needs to keep an eye on. And eConsulting have written quite a nice blog this week, actually, and 6 tactics for reducing cart abandonment rates. So I just thought we'd just sort of do a bit of a summary of these.
Are these like golden rules, things to avoid?
They're things to help.
Things to help.
Yeah, things to avoid and things to help. And it's about understanding, you know, the tactics are there to reduce shopping cart abandonment rates and improve the experience for the customer. You know, there are always going to be people that drop out of your shopping cart, you know, for various reasons. Not always because they're not getting what they want. You know, they drop out, or, you know, they change their mind, or they decide to think about it a bit more. They get distracted, you know, they walk away from their computer. You know, so many reasons. But one of the things we always talk to clients about is the idea of retargeting. And this is about contacting those people who have abandoned their shopping cart and giving them a nudge. It can be as simple as just an email saying, you know, hey, you've still got shopping, you know, in your cart. Do you want to come back and finish it? And remind them of an offer that's on, or remind them of your delivery times, or, you know, you don't necessarily have to offer them anything extra, but give them a reason to want to come back.
Yeah.
You know, you can, some brands do this. They offer, you know, if you come back and complete within 12 hours, they will offer you free delivery, or, you know, a voucher or something as some incentive, especially for larger, you know, shopping basket amounts. So, you know, if it's quite a major purchase, they might offer you a little bit of a discount.
So it's kind of a cleaning up of abandoned shopping carts, really. It's saying, your shopping cart was found abandoned on some waste ground, and we'd like you to...
It is, yeah.
to, I mean,
some, You know, just looking at the stats, you know, in terms of the average abandonment rates in retail, you know, we've got things like, you see, 74% of consumer electronics. That's quite a lot.
It is high, isn't it?
A lot of people dropping out. You know, 72% style and fashion. Again, it's a lot of people adding stuff to cart and then leaving it. However, they found that with retargeting, so the first 12 hours is the most important. Mm. So sending them a direct email, often people will have entered an email address, you know, to be able to access their shopping cart. So
can I have a little rant at this stage? I wonder how many of those 74%, and I think this might just be a UK problem, but I wonder how many of those 74% were caused by verified by Visa. Because I have abandoned so many online purchases for that form because I can't remember the password.
Yeah.
And I've just abandoned and gone to the shops and bought it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that could be actually. And it seems to be, yeah, it seems to be a hit and miss, which yeah.
It comes up now, it doesn't ask it, it just comes up briefly and disappears. It's weird. Yeah. I don't know why that is.
I think
is.
They do that, they make a judgment about how risky the purchase is.
Right.
So if it's a website that you've used regularly before and it's a small amount, they might not ask for the verification. But they judge it on risk. So they ask for the extra verification if they think the risk is over a certain level.
I'm sure that thing must be having an impact on...
It could be, actually.
Because I have abandoned several times because of it.
Well, one other thing, actually, just to go off on a little bit of a tangent.
We like tangents.
We do. One of the other things that we did find with this client as well is that they had PayPal as an option for payment. But what they weren't doing is tracking the traffic that used PayPal. Because obviously when you pay with PayPal, you have to click on the link and it takes you off the site. It takes you to PayPal's own website to complete the purchase. And so one thing we found with the client, they weren't tracking those people. So it looked as if they were dropping out. But they actually weren't. So, you know, one of the things I'd recommend doing is if you are going to be looking at this is to, you know, really have a look at your analytics and make sure that you are tracking all payment options, you know, especially things like PayPal that take you off.
Is that because they come off the site and it's difficult to tie them back in when they come back onto the site? They look like a new user or something?
It's not difficult to track. They just weren't tracking it.
Oh, okay. Because, of course, they've got to come back to the same page, aren't they? The verified page.
They come back to the verified page, but there wasn't a match-up between those people. You know, they weren't looking at the abandonment rates and looking at then, you know.
Is the analysis of the data.
Yeah, there's like a little, obviously, the little gap where that user comes off the site and goes back on. So it wasn't quite correlating. Mm. So it's, you know, we've obviously now set that up so that they're tracking it properly.
Yeah.
When we're talking about retargeting, you know, the data that the e-consultancy are quoting is, you know, within the first 12 hours, approximately 72%. We'll actually come back and complete that process. So even though the abandonment rate is high, if it's, you know, 75% drop off, 72% of those people will actually come back and complete that purchase within the first sort of 12 to 24 hours. And, you know, companies can do that by sending emails.
Oh, it's worth doing it then, isn't it?
It is really worth doing it. There's also the remarketing with PPC. I mean, you know, if you go onto a website and you look at a particular product. You know, I had a fancy dress party last week and I was looking for those sort of half moon spectacles, like old lady specs, on Amazon, and they're following me around now. Wherever I go.
Really creepy thing where you're on a website and you're seeing that. Hang on a minute, I was looking at that a couple of days ago. Yeah. Why has that appeared on the side, on the adverts on the side?
Yeah. So I put it into my basket in Amazon and I didn't complete because I'd left it too late and the delivery time was too long. So I didn't buy that particular product. But obviously now it is following me around. Mm. If I had wanted that item, and the reason for me wanting it hadn't already passed, I may well have clicked on that link. And I have done in the past if I've looked at items, and then I've seen an ad for that specific item when I'm on Facebook, or you know, I have clicked through to it and then gone on and purchased the product.
Now here's the big question. This is very technical. How do you do that? Is it easy to do?
Well, I mean, you'd set it up through your normal sort of paid campaigns.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even begin to tell you how to do it technically, but we could, you know, we could do a session on that later on. Mm. It relies on obviously cookies being enabled. So you need to know that that particular user has looked at that product, and then you can target them based on the fact that they've got a cookie stored on the computer that shows that they've actually, you know, added that product. So that's a very, very basic level. I'm hoping that's actually correct.
I think it is. I'm quite technical, and it sounds about right. For
I think it is about right, isn't it?
It's kept in the browser, actually.
Yes.
The browser keeps hold of it,
The browser keeps hold of it. So, yeah, so you can, you know, then target that product at that user. And I think, you know, I think when you're thinking about the number of people that are bouncing out, you know, if you only had like 10 people, then it's not worth putting that kind of money into it.
Mm.
But if you're looking at that kind of percentages, those are customers that have expressed an interest in your products to the point where they've added it to a basket.
Mm.
So in terms of just that trigger to make them go back and complete that purchase, you don't necessarily have to work very hard. And I think if you can be, you know, increasing your conversion rates, you know, by when you'd be looking at pulling in what an extra, from those people that dropped out, that's 75%, you know, you're looking at 72% of those.
Mm.
That you're pulling back and completing a purchase. And that's far easier than trying to get that level of new customers and driving them to your website, especially because, you know, if you know that 75% of all your new traffic is also going to drop out at the basket as well. So, you know, you do have to work very hard to get new users. I mean, obviously you should be doing that as well, but it's about first look at your current customers and look at how well they're converting.
Mm.
You know, the second point on the blog is what we've discussed. You know, this is transparent, be transparent about shipping costs and time.
Yeah.
Let people know right up front, because that may be a key factor for them. You know, if they want it for this weekend or if they want it for a specific event and they want to, you know, they want to know how much they've got to pay for their shipping, make sure that you're answering those questions early on. You know, some websites even go as far as, if they've got free delivery over a certain amount, I think New Look is one of these. It keeps a little summary of your shopping cart in the top right-hand corner.
Yeah.
And it actually tells you you only have to spend X amount more to get free delivery.
The incentive, yeah.
And the amount of times I've added something extra to my basket because I might be £3 short.
Yeah.
And the delivery cost is £5.99. So for me, I'll add something else to the basket.
Yes.
You know, I'll spend that money and actually get a product rather than spend it on the delivery charge.
Yeah.
So these are incentives for people to add more products. You know, but it's about making sure it's clear up front, because people, that is something that people do care about. Don't wait until they're at the point of putting their card details in, because you've probably already lost them.
Yeah, it's keeping people informed up front, isn't it? Not giving them conflicting information, which I think is a very good way of losing a customer.
It is, yes. Like I said, because, you know, often people, you know, they do have a time limit on something or they just want it really quickly. Mm. So, you know, be honest about that. And then, you know, your customers can decide if they still want to add that to their basket.
Isn't that how they killed the aliens in Independence Day? They put a virus into their spaceship, which gave the spaceship two conflicting bits of information. Maybe not. I can't remember. Anyway.
I can't remember that. Didn't they die from all the germs? It was an actual virus.
No, that was War of the Worlds. That was War of the Worlds.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yes, the sci-fi podcast is coming, starting next week.
Well, I think that the main point is around, you know, getting that process to work as well as possible. So you're getting the absolute maximum revenue from all of the traffic that's going through your site, old and new.
Fantastic. Felice, once again, thank you so much. And with that, we'll call it a day here at the Internet Marketing Studio. Towers. If you want to give us a phone call, we do have a special number, +44 1273 256 150. If you want to leave a message or a question, don't forget questions. Also, you can email us at podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. If you want to go to the website where the podcast can be found, it's sitevisibility.com/impodcast. And of course, we love reviews on iTunes. Please give us reviews and ratings. And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing Sense. Goodbye from me, Andy White.
And goodbye from me, Felice Ayling.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all.
You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.